We said yesterday we were moving the Mendocino Coast Health Report to a Tuesday-Thursday schedule unless something important came up, and something important came up. So we're going to do another edition right now. Remember, previous editions are archived as podcasts on our website at KOZT.com. And here's Joe at the Coast News Desk.
All right, and without further ado, let's get straight to Dr. William Miller, who is the Mendocino Coast District Hospital Chief of Staff. Doctor?
Hi, thank you for having me on your show. We have some good news to report. We have now tested 104 of our employees, and the first 32 results are back already, and those are all negative. So I'm very impressed and proud of our laboratory team for being able to respond with such a rapid escalation in this situation. We, within 24 hours of the notice to us that we had this employee that was testing positive, we've already been able to test over 100 of our own employees, as I said. So I think that's really a great testimony to our response, and I'm very proud of the lab team, and especially Sue Simon, who is our local virologist, and she's been really excellent in leading that response. We've also set up a phone number, which I'm going to give to you. And that phone number is for any patients who were here in our facility who think that they may have been exposed. And that would be from the dates of April 29th through May 5th. So if you were in the hospital and you think that you might have come in contact with the person who is tested positive or are concerned, then call the following number, which is 707-961-4718. Once again, I'll say it again, 707-961-4718. And that is a hotline, and when you call that, it's a voicemail that goes to me, and you will leave your name, your phone number, and your date of birth, and then I will look into the system and confirm whether you had a possible exposure or not, and then we would offer testing to anybody who had a possible contact with this person. So that, I think, is also really important news. And we are going through the list of everyone who was a patient here, and we are also calling those people who we think may have had a contact. So it's working both ways. First of all, if somebody has a concern or question, they can call that hotline, leave their number, and we'll research it and get back to them. And the other direction is that we're proactively calling anybody and talking with them and offering testing if we think that there may have been a possible exposure. So do you have any questions about that for me? And if not, I'll turn it over to Judy Leach, our Chief Administrative Officer.
Yes, Doctor. I'm wondering, have you come to any conclusion yet whether this is just a separate case or there's some degree, I guess, what you would call community spread?
Well, it's too early to say because we're only 24 hours into this whole thing, and right now we're doing broad testing. And so that's what you would do. In a case like this, what you do is something called contact tracing, and that's what we are doing. We are looking at everybody who the person in question may have had contact with, and then we're testing them. And so if we are able to do that, and if everybody turns out to be testing negative, then we can be assured that this is not any sort of community spread in either direction. If, on the other hand, we start identifying other people who are positive and we contact trace with them, then ultimately we can determine where this came from and whether or not it does constitute community spread or not. At that point, at that level of contact tracing, it really becomes the responsibility of the health department. So we're doing internal contact tracing with our staff and patients, but outside of those two groups, then it becomes the responsibility of the health department, because that, of course, is what they do, and that's their specialty. We're not specialists in that particular degree of contact tracing.
The other question I had for you was there's going to be a state-sponsored testing site up and running in Mendocino County very soon. How does that help out the hospital?
Well, you have news that I don't have.
Oh, all right. A state-sponsored testing site will be up and running in Mendocino County. Details and logistics currently being organized between the county and the State Department of Public Health.
Well, that's great news. You know, we have had nationally, there's just been such a shortage of testing capability. And if you read the Miller report last week, I talked a lot about that. And that is especially a challenge for rural counties and rural cities and towns. And so we have had that problem here in Mendocino County, that we just don't have the availability of tests to do the type of testing that we want to do and, in fact, need to do if we're going to safely roll back on the shelter-in-place mandates. So it is imperative, and I was aware that we did not have enough testing being done in our county, countywide, to really meet the criteria for that rollback in shelter-in-place. So I'm not surprised, and I'm happy to hear that the state is stepping in and helping provide more tests for us. So that's excellent. And so I'll reach out to our health department officer and find out what we can do out here on the coast to help facilitate that.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you, Doctor. I guess we'll turn now to Judy Leach, who's the hospital president and administrator.
Yes, here's Judy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I just want to say thank you again to this community, to Dr. Miller, to the team at Mendocino Coast District Hospital. The rapid response that we've experienced in the last 24 hours has been remarkable. As we received the news about this positive case and communicated it to the community, we have received support, understanding, collaboration, and empathy, but we've also received terrific excitement as we've been able to share the great news. Again, as Dr. Miller indicated, 104 tests were conducted within 24 hours. 32 of those results are back, and they are all negative. That's just tremendous news for this community, for our patients, for our staff. And again, that reminder for the phone number to call, which is the COVID-19 hotline. That number again is 707-961-4718. When you call, kindly spell your last name, and as Dr. Miller indicated, your phone number as well and the date that you would have been in the hospital. But we're specifically looking for those that have been here between April 29 and May 5. Our team is doing all the right things at this critical access hospital to ensure the safety of our community. In fact, we want to remind the community that you've got to be certain to take care of your health at the appropriate time. We've seen all across the country, and it's been quite relevant here in Mendocino County, that sometimes people tend to put off their care just because they might be worried about setting foot into a hospital. We want to assure our community that the hospital is a safe place to come get your care. So don't put off that ER care, because we don't want you to be experiencing additional symptoms and conditions as a result of putting off that care. Our emergency department is open 24/7, a team that is most capable of meeting your needs.
All right. Thank you, Judy. And I want to remind everyone listening in right now to spread the word that, indeed, we have podcasts of today's program and also all of the other Mendocino Coast health reports. It's accessible through our website, the KOZT website. So please pass that word on, because a lot of important things were said today, and even those who are listening right now may want to re-listen. Dr. Miller, Ms. Leach, thank you very much for coming on the air today and with this very important update, to say the least.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Rigelski here from the Coast.